Health officials are trying to prevent the further spread of hepatitis A through an intense media campaign, educational efforts, and vaccinations.
Anything that we touch has the potential of being a vector, a spreader of that virus.
Salt Lake County Health Department Executive Director Gary Edwards says they've got to get more people washing their hands. These numbers are huge. Since May, 87 outbreak-associated cases of hepatitis A, and they came from California. Most of those are in Salt Lake County and most from the homeless population.
We have been working with the homeless community, homeless service providers, the substance abuse service providers. We've been going in the jail. We've given over 5,000 vaccinations within those populations since this began. So a lot of efforts going on there. And then we have groups like the 4th Street Clinic that are continually at the service of the homeless population, diagnosing illnesses so that they can then be treated.
And they want to keep this outbreak from spreading to the general public. Hepatitis A comes with jaundice, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, pain in the area of your liver, and 60% of those in these cases have been hospitalized. That's more than they usually would expect to see.
It takes a period of time because the infectious period is anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. So that is going to delay things because, you know, we could, at the end of this week, for example, maybe there would be no cases, but that doesn't mean that there are no cases incubating in the community.
Health officials say back in the late 90s, they saw double-digit outbreak numbers, usually through a daycare setting or food service establishment. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.